I appreciate the Lord tonight. I appreciate the Lord being good to me, saving me. He didn't have to. He chose to. He chooses to use me. Preacher, I was trying to figure out a passage I might read or want to help the church, and just didn't really feel led nowhere. All of it's good. I just didn't really feel led to read anything, any scripture. I just want to give Him praise. And what He's done for me. And I appreciate Him for that tonight. I appreciate the strength He gives me each and every day. And I appreciate the breath He gives me. I think we get to the point where we expect things in a selfish way. We get to where we take things for granted. And I appreciate the Lord, and I don't want to take anything for granted. I don't want to take the pillow I lay my head on at night for granted. I don't want to take my next breath for granted. I want to worship Him, and everything He gives me is a gift, and it's a show of His grace and His mercy. And I appreciate Him for that. I don't want to take anything for granted, preacher. I don't want to take the vehicle I drive, whether it's got air conditioning or no air conditioning. I don't want to take the job I have for granted. I don't want to take my church family for granted. And most of all, preacher, I don't want to take Him for granted. I think we take Him for granted. We take for granted that He's up there and He's watching over us. But can I tell you that His praise should always be on our lips, Brother Jay.
Right.
I appreciate Him. I love Him tonight. I appreciate what the Lord's done for me. Giving me a good house and a good wife and a good son and a good job that pays the bills and the strength to do what I need to do. And I appreciate Him for that tonight. I don't deserve any of it. I don't deserve a dime. I don't deserve nothing. But He chose to, for His glory, He chose to give those things to me.
Yes.
As a good steward, it's my responsibility to do what I need to
sir.
Do with it.
Yes.
And I appreciate Him for that. I don't want to take my next breath for granted, preacher.
Amen.